What a fine mess Ness. The year is 63 AD, and the new followers of Jesus Christ have been having their church meetings in homes everywhere, praying, praising God, growing with the teaching of His Word, and everyone was rejoicing. Well, almost everyone. The church in Philemon's house had one very disgruntled servant, Onesimus, whose name means useful, but who had become useless, hated having the church in his house. It had once been an easy place for Ness to express his rebellious nature, and he liked it better the old way. Ness was so miserable, he stole from his master and risked all of the dangers he might face as a runaway slave just to escape Philemon's house and make his own way in the world. In the New Testament book of Philemon, we read about what happened to Onesimus at the end of his journey from Colossae to Rome. What a fine mess Ness uses imagination, music, and humor to fill in the blanks of what we don't know about Ness's self-willed runaway journey. As Ness makes his way across land and sea, being manipulated by masterful marketplace thieves, sassed by a shepherdess and her sheep, and tangling with a forest of troubling trees, he finally makes his way to Rome, where he meets up with the Apostle Paul, one of his master's closest friends, in a Roman house jail. Will Paul turn in Philemon's runaway? Will Ness be pardoned or executed for running away? Will the useless Ness let God make him useful again? Find out in this musical tale full of rebels, liars, thieves, truth-tellers, and good surprises in What a Fine Mess, Ness.